Our next guest is one of the big guns in the Adelaide midfield. This is the Monday wash-up, all thanks to Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. The Crows had a great victory against the Brisbane Lions. 87 points was the final margin. Woo-hoo. Scott Thompson was amongst it, and he joins us now. Tomo, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, guys. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. Look, it was a pretty tough night for a bloke like yourself who was in and around the clinches. Whilst the margin was 87 points, there was a lot of heavy work done around the stoppages.
Yeah, there was. And they've got some guys in their midfield that like a bit of grunt work, and Mitch Robinson and Redden and those tops, Rockcliffe. So, and then the big fella and Stephen Martin as well. So it was always going to be tough around the ball, but to come away with a win the way we did on the night was a good achievement.
And the start wasn't exactly how you would have planned, but I guess one of the things, as bad as your starts have been throughout the season, generally by quarter time you've been able to regroup and get somewhere close to the opposition.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's been a bit said about the start. When you come, you look back on the game, and we've had some of the winning margins we've had over the last fortnight. It's been pleasing, but started games, both sides are up and about, and you know, the first 10 minutes they probably were a little bit better than what we were, but you know, the back half of that first quarter we addressed a few things and then carried on from there, which was pleasing.
Campo said it's not a problem, but that is the point. We said it in the call. The group's been able to respond at quarter time. The coaches have given instruction and then you've carried it to the tee, and that must be a pleasing thing for the coaching group led by Campo and the players to respond to it, Tomo.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, footy's a game of momentum. You're never going to control the game from start to finish in any game of footy. But ideally, you'd like to control, you know, the start, especially on your home deck. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way all the time. But fortunately for us, we did control momentum for majority of the game on Saturday night.
Well, I know the stats say you won five of your last six, but the last 3 weeks, just to look at a volume of work of you guys, again, another total team effort, all played well. That team defence, the forward line, kicking goals, midfielder on top, it's just been terrific, Tomo.
It has. It's been really pleasing, and you know, we've got great confidence and belief within the group at the moment. Weight of numbers, as you touch on, is what wins your game of footy. You can't rely on just a handful of blokes to get you over the line, and over the past month, we've had a lot of contributors right across the field, so it's definitely enjoyable when we're playing that brand of footy, and we've got another tough challenge come this weekend against the Eagles.
You said two words there, confidence and belief. I know Smithy in the paper, we had Dougie on. Both of them said it's as tight as the group's been for some time. What would you put that down to?
Well, the fact that, you know, you always get new guys in at the start of the season, which is an obvious point I'm making, but we've got a group of guys now that have been around together for a period of time. You know, you go the Dangerfields, the Sloanes, and those blokes that have been there, you know, 8-odd years now, and then you've got a mix of blokes that have come through their early 20s and they've had that 4 or 5 years together on the list, and, you know, unfortunately you throw into the mix of maybe what happened earlier in the season, the boys have become a really tight-knit group now.
What about in terms of that tight-knit group, generally there's one man that helps drive that, and that's your skipper on most occasions, and his form has been absolutely outstanding over the past month. On the weekend, a career-high 7 goals, so good signs when your big key forward's hitting his best form as on the eve of the finals.
Absolutely. I actually didn't even realise after the game that he'd kicked 7, but you know, you mentioned his form, and he's really up and about again, which is great to see. And the way he does bring the group together, like, he's a big Tex, is a natural leader, really likable sort of guy. You know, the personality, he's a larrikin at times as well, but he also knows how to bring the best out of guys and make them feel really comfortable inside that environment. And the way he's carried himself throughout this season has been fantastic for a first-year captain.
Douglas is another interesting one. He comes back into the side after having a couple of weeks off. I thought he was really important as well, particularly in the second quarter when, after challenged in the first, when you got on top, he was one of the catalysts that got that going.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, mate. I actually thought Dougie was the one that got us going in that second quarter. Really important player for us. You know, adds a great deal of experience and depth to the team, can play a variety of roles, so he's really important the way we structure up, and he is the type of player that creates that energy and can set the boys alight.
Was he just rested in the last quarter because he had his appendix out, was it? Because we didn't see much that last quarter.
Yeah, they just looked after him throughout that last quarter just to give him the option to put the feet up and relax for a while. We were lucky enough to have a good lead so we could do that.
Luke Brown was the other player who was got a bit of a foot or an ankle injury during the game. He looked like being okay.
Yeah, he went off for a period of time, but yeah, it looked seemed like a foot injury, but he came back on and played the game, finished the game off, sorry, and yeah, I don't think that'll be an issue for him.
Hard to do an interview without talking about Eddie Betts. He gets, and rightly so, a lot of accolades for his brilliance, but I've never seen a bloke with such quick hands and pressure to turn a 100% win from an opposition to a win for him. The way he steps the ball. Well, do you, Tomo? Honestly, some of the wins he does, I think, how the hell did he win that?
I do that out on the ground when I watch him. I watch some of the stuff he does. I think, how the hell did that just happen? But he is. He's a freak. And the good thing about his game is he's just got that balance between offence, defence, where if we don't have it, he just pressures the hell out of the opposition. And we're starting to see that now flow over to other guys as well, like the Charlie Camerons who, you know, look up to blokes like Eddie, and the influence that Eddie's had on guys like that just to bring the same pressure. And you know, the forward half pressure that those two guys put on for us, and then you see what they can do offensively when they get the ball in their hands has been fantastic for us.
Oh, yeah, everyone's talking about the balance of inside and outside. I'm an inside man. That's why I love you, Tomo, and the guys that win it. But you need the outsiders like Riley Knight and Rory Atkins. Haven't they added some real class to the group?
They certainly have, and they really both deserve their opportunity at AFL level. And the good thing about it is they're both in good nick at SNFL level, so really deserve the opportunity, and they've grabbed it with both hands. Mm. And you mentioned the outside run they give us. They're the sort of blokes that will just run and run all day. But they've also come in and not only played their role, but the voice and direction that they've, with the fact they've played the SNFL the same game style, gives them confidence to come in at the next level, use their voice and be on-field leaders even at a young age, which has been good for the group.
Mm. You would have already had your review today. What were some of the messages that came out of that?
It was pretty positive. You know, you'd like to think it's reasonably positive after a convincing win like that. But yeah, all the focus now, we sort of put that to the side and look towards another challenge in West Coast this week who, you know, they're really up and about. Really good win over the Bulldogs yesterday, and a team that puts high pressure on the ball carrier. So that's going to be important for us to try and maintain the way we want to move the ball, given that they're going to put a lot of pressure on us, and also our ability to try and shut down their ball movement as well, because they're the sort of team, if you let them get on their terms with some of the big key forwards they've got, they can do a bit of damage.
Tell you what, none of you want to have a hiccup. The SNFL, J-Pod with nine, there's Wright, McKay, Grigg, Cheney, Otten. I know I've missed some there, Tomo, but Kerridge. How good's that for pressure? Yeah, Kerridge?
You're right, and it's a great spot for the club to be in. And, you know, first half of the year, we probably lacked that. We had a few injuries, but probably lacked the consistency at SNFL level with pressure that guys were putting on for senior selection. But to have that now, and you know, most blokes in SNFL level performing to a point where, you know, they almost deserve AFL selection, so it's great for the club, and it keeps guys in the AFL side on their toes.
Keep winning. You might have your new coach in Campo, and let's just hope that you can keep Johnny Worsfold. What are you doing as a senior player to convince him to stay? He sounds like behind the scenes, Tomo. He's doing a great job.
He is. Oh, they're both doing a fantastic job, and you know, I think I've said it to you boys before, the unfortunate circumstances in which Scott had to take over, but the way he's carried himself and handled the group over the second half of the season's been outstanding, and to have someone like John around the place as a sounding board for not only him but the extended coaching group and the whole of the playing group's been, you know, really good for the players and coaches. Be great to have him in that position next year. I don't know what their plans are or what direction the club are looking at going, but both done an exceptional job.
I guess two rounds to go. You need at least one win to qualify for the finals. The beauty about that is the destiny is in your hands.
Yeah, spot on. And that's all we've got to do now is keep winning, and we'll play finals footy. And at the end of the day, you need to earn that right. But you know, our form suggests that we're playing good enough footy to hopefully get that done. And in 2 weeks' time, hopefully we'll be sitting here talking about first week of finals.
Mm. Brilliant.
We heard earlier in the show, we reported that Sam Siggins has decided to call it quits. That's an unfortunate story, because he's a young bloke who's been around the club for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's been down there for, I think, 3 years now. And unfortunately for him, I think it was his choice. He went and approached the club, and for personal reasons, which, you know, I won't go into, he's decided to to walk away from footy at this point in his life and head back to Tassie and sort himself out from there. But, you know, it was nice to have him around the place, and we wish him best for the future with whatever that holds.
Yeah, well said. Now, come on, Tomo, you and Lynchy, there's a few you still need to sign. We've heard there's going to be three announcements this week. We do it all the time. We've had a gutful of asking you, and you hate us asking. Come on, Tomo!
Yeah. I'm hoping something gets done very soon because the season's nearly over. I'm hoping it won't be too far off. And same with Tom. And we've seen the form that he's in at the moment as well. So I'd like to see him put pen to paper soon. And there's a number of other young guys that are coming out as well, which, as I've touched on before, the group that we've got together is quite good at the moment. We've got great flexibility within that, and I think it's the sort of group that if we can get it together consistently, it can go some places going forward. So it'd be nice to see a few of those guys put pen to paper, and even myself wouldn't mind going around another year, so we'll hopefully get that done soon.
Well, you clearly want to, so what's the hold-up?
Just the nitty-gritty, I guess. They've got to sort other blokes out before me.
Oh, please. You're a 2-time, 8-time, 5-time, 4-time, 3-time, Tomo. Get their priorities right, eh?
Hey, yeah,
you want to be my manager? You come be my manager. I'll give you 1%.
whilst we're talking contracts and new players, Hugh Greenwood has shocked the basketball world by, I guess, reneging on his Perth Wildcats contract. He signed a 3-year deal. 1 month in, he's decided he wants to play footy and head to the Adelaide Crows. When was the first you heard of that?
Well, to be honest, by the sounds of it, you guys know a whole lot more than what I do, and I probably can't comment because, to be honest, I don't really know what the story is.
Well, the good thing is, Tomo, he's not a 181 inside midfielder. He's a bit bigger and a bit more on the outside.
Well, being a basketball, you'd think you'd have a fair bit of height to him. But, I don't know nothing about that, unfortunately, guys, so I can't really help you too much. No. I've never met the bloke.
Well, he might be headed your way. You might get in touch with him soon. Tomo, thanks for joining us, mate. Congratulations on the form. I think it's been five of your last six you've won, and you've been instrumental in all of those. So we hope it can continue for a few more weeks yet.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.